a lot of times we are in that mindset of I get joy from food. I'm happy when I make these food choices. I'm tying my happiness to food. We can reframe that to I get my joy from the choices I make and having control over the choices I make.
Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are all following the WW, formerly Weight Watchers plan. I'm the Candace part of the trio, and each week we talk about our health journey on WW, what we've learned, what we've struggled with, and what our goals are for the coming week. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are, just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's episode, Aaron's out sick, so Ricky and I had a good time chatting about some feedback left from a member on our Facebook group about the moderator versus abstainer mindset. I share my love of cake and strong dislike of being controlled, because who actually likes being controlled? And Ricky shares how sugar can trigger addictive responses similar to alcohol or other drugs. Are you ready? Let's talk. Good morning. Good morning. I am Candace.
I'm Ricky.
And welcome to Real WW Talk. As you can see, we are missing a member. Erin is under the weather. We are wishing her well. So she's not with us this morning, but we're going to do our best to power through.
Yeah.
How are you doing this week, Ricky? How's everything been going?
Good. I feel like it went by, you know, pretty fast. So that's always a good thing for me, at least. But yeah, I had a good week. I felt like I was definitely more in control this week, which was really helpful. So I was successful with the scale, and it feels good to be on track, definitely. How about you? How was your week?
Oh my gosh. I had a lot going on this week. As I've mentioned, you all who are in the Facebook group, Real WW Talk, I have a little one. I have an 8-month-old today, and struggling working from home, juggling working from home and being with him has been an adjustment. So it's hard with the eating and everything to kind of stay focused on myself and to make sure that I'm making choices that I'm proud of. But I did okay. I did okay. I tried to use my support networks, but I don't know how to manage stressful eating sometimes, because when I'm so feeling so out of control and there's so much going on, I grab whatever I can, whatever I can find.
Yeah. So. I don't have a little one, but I can definitely relate to just making choices when I'm stressed that I'm not always proud of or that are more impulsive. I feel like I can tend to be more impulsive when I don't have the time to sit down and think about what I'm going to do, or I'm so frustrated with things at work or whatever it is that I just, you know, make a choice that I'm like, okay, in the moment, this is going to do the trick. So I'm going to choose it.
And it isn't always the best stuff. Like, I'm always doing that with sweets.
Yes.
Or something that feels really decadent. I never really want, when I'm stressed, to go reach for a carrot.
No.
Or chicken. Like, I'm not. I guess that's why there's 0 points on certain things, because nobody thinks about that when you're stressed. You're like, I don't want a carrot right now.
No. I think everyone just thinks for, you know, what's going to give me that immediate satisfaction? What's going to make me feel really full with something that makes me happy.
And that kind of goes into what I wanted to us, we were going to talk about today, because I made a post in the Facebook group about preventing binging. And it's something that we've talked about in this podcast and also on our, you know, in different episodes. And somebody was, her name is Binge Nutritionist on Instagram, talked about cookies and how there's a mindset that we can have in diet culture that says things like, I can't have any cookies. And then we restrict and we feel like we have to eat, you know, we feel like we can never have a cookie again. And then we overeat or we overindulge. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that the new mindset should be, I love cookies. I'll have one and save one if I need it for later. Cookies aren't going anywhere. I'm going to enjoy a cookie and move on. Mm-hmm. I posted that because in the midst of my week, I have been one who wants to have that mindset that I can just say, I'm going to have a cookie and I'm going to move on. And one of our members in our Facebook group, her name is Erin B. I won't say her last name because you never know, privacy. But she brought up a really good point, which is that this may not be something for the, there's two types of mindsets, something called abstainers and those who are moderators. And some people need to actually say, I have to abstain mm-hmm. from a cookie. I can't have it. It triggers me. It does, you know, and then there's moderators who can adopt what basically that article or that post that I showed said.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. I think she made a really good point in the article that she shared was really great at breaking it down. So I know we have that for you guys to see if you're not a part of our Facebook group, but plug for our Facebook group. If you want to see these posts and these fun things that we're sharing, you can search Real WW Talk on Facebook. I thought this was great too. I think it's definitely an interesting read and something it made me think of. It's, you know, I think I'm definitely more of a moderator. I sometimes wish I was an abstainer. But at the same time, I think there are people who have to be abstainers. Like you can't just have one of something and then it's like you just go off the rails if you do. But I think that it can be different for situations and types of foods too. What do you think?
Well, I thought it was interesting because Gretchen Rubin is the person, the author, and I don't know much about her, but one of the things that she has at the bottom, and I think you all can see it here, she says, if you're a moderator, if you find that occasional indulgences heighten your pleasure and strengthen your resolve, get panicky at the thought of never getting or doing something, you're a moderator. Abstainer, if you have trouble stopping something once you've started or are tempted by the things that you decided are off limits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hard part for me, and I'm going to remove this, is I think I want to be. I think I want to be a moderator, but I mm-hmm. think that sometimes I should be an abstainer. Mm-hmm. So cake, for example, if I really, I have a sweet tooth. I love cupcakes. I love cakes. I feel like I should be able to moderate. And I am someone who is triggered by being told, no, you cannot. That's why I didn't do well. I never was an Atkins diet and mm-hmm. keto scares me because it's like, never have this, or that's not a part of the way that the plan is structured.
Right.
But I do feel that I can overindulge consistently with sugar, like sugary things really, really kind of can be a trigger for me. And I sometimes do better when I abstain maybe for a period of time from a substance like that. So it's hard for me though, because I don't want to do it. So when she posted that, it made me go, huh, I don't like that you posted that because now I have to think about it.
Right. I think I relate to you in a lot of ways because I think I probably should be an abstainer from some foods. And again, for me, it's a sweets too. But I do live more like a moderator. Like I do still bring those things into the house, but there are certain things like, you know, if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, I talked about my incident with the Nutella and, you know, trying to moderate it. And I ended up eating way too much of it in a short amount of time. I think it was gone in like 2 or 3 days. So, you know, and if you know the points for Nutella, it's incredibly high. So, you know, having those things that are challenging or that kind of get in the way of success in the house for me can be really challenging. So I think with some foods, I do have to be an abstainer, but I think a lot of the times I try to be a moderator and it doesn't always work out.
Let's take a quick break.
Are you suffering from chronic disease? Or maybe you're trying to live to 120 and optimize your health? Either way, the Your Health, Your Story podcast is for you. My name's Casper Schultz, and I've been traveling the world meeting with top doctors and experts in medicine and health with amazing discoveries that are making the incurable curable. I decided I had to share these stories to empower others who are seeking solutions but just couldn't find them. So join us for weekly enlightening discussions on how to beat chronic disease and live an incredibly healthy life that you won't hear about elsewhere.
Do you find that there's certain times in your journey, like maybe when you're really, really on plan and doing mm-hmm. everything, that it's easier to stay in the moderator kind of place versus the abstainer. Because I find when I'm on it, mm-hmm. when I am like super WW, going to the meetings and losing consistently and exercising, you know, we get really cocky. You know, it's uh-huh. like, oh, I'm rocking this plan. This is difficult. I feel like it motivates me and makes it easier for me to sometimes moderate because I'm proud mm-hmm. of myself. But when I'm in more of like a bingey or I've just mm-hmm. been off track, it's easier for me to stay off track or to stay in that kind of indulgent space. What about mm-hmm. you?
I think for me, I'm actually a little bit different because I think when I'm really on track, especially if I think back to the beginning of my plan, there were times where I would, certain foods or like chocolates, I would be able to keep in the house and moderate them. But I think I was better at abstaining from things altogether mm-hmm. and like making those choices, going to a bakery and, you know, getting a cup of coffee and not getting anything sweet. Like those choices were easier to make. And I think I made them more consistently when I first started out. And, you know, when I am successful, I think I just don't even bring them into the house. And there was a period, I think I shared this recently too, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I was on plan and was incredibly successful. I did have some chocolates in the house and I would have one a day. But as we talked about before, that's, we're different in different phases of our lives. And I think it's important to remember that maybe you're a moderator for these 5 years or 5 months, and then maybe you change to being abstainer. I think it's important to think about the fact that that may change over time.
I like that it's fluid. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's something that is coming up in my life of not a lot recently with friendships and different mm-hmm. things. You have to be fluid and kind of run through things. For the opposite reason though, Ricky, mm-hmm. When I'm on plan, I think I'm so proud of the fact that I'm able to be a moderator mm-hmm. that it's almost like a challenge to myself. Like I like being yeah. able to say I had one and I counted it. And because I feel like it's, there's so many food police in my life. And I feel like that's a whole nother topic about people who feel that it's okay to comment on what mm-hmm. you're eating. Mm-hmm. when, especially if they feel they think they know that you're on a journey or when you start to show progress, people are proud and they're like, are you supposed to be eating that chip? Mm-hmm. You know, oh, I thought that you were doing WW. Like, I thought you were like watching your weight. I don't want to tempt you with cake. And you're like, first of all, I'm going to have a piece of cake because it's 23 points and I can do that. So for me, I think it's part of my, fighting back
right.
to want to stay a moderator because it makes me feel like I'm living the plan the way that it's even advertised. One of the reasons why I think we picked, I'll speak for you and mm-hmm. you can correct me, is one of the reasons everyone loves WW is because they talk about the fact that you can have anything that you want in moderation.
Yeah.
You know,
I do agree with that. And one thing I think about, though, that is a challenge with this whole idea is that sometimes there are those chemical responses that can't be controlled. So I think sometimes that's why I probably do need to be more of an abstainer because, you know, mindset's important. But if I have a chemical response to sweets that makes me want more, which I think everyone does, most people do, unless you are incredibly disciplined and you've abstain from them for a long time, maybe you don't have the same reaction. I'm not exactly sure if that's how it works. But, you know, at least for me, I know that there is a chemical response. And then having something sweet definitely triggers wanting more. So that's where I think I should be an abstainer in that area.
Yeah. But I think it goes back to also control, mm-hmm. because I don't like having to accept that maybe I am controlled by a substance or by something. And I don't know, it makes me feel, I relate with what you're saying, but it makes me feel like I'm allowing that to control me. Mm. And I want to push back and say, no, I can. Yeah. I'm different. I understand. I can just have a little and not let it trigger me, even though mm-hmm. the past has shown me that it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, that goes back to the addictive mindset. And I know, again, like, I feel like we go back to this so many times, but I mean, that's what we need to talk about. That's what this is about for a lot of people, is addiction to food, to carbs. And if you have, like, let's change that out, kind of like Aaron did the other week. If I am an alcoholic and I'm saying, well, I can have a little bit, you know, I want to be able to have a little bit and to stop myself. I think everyone would look at that person and say, you're crazy. But with food, you know, why is it, you know, we can't abstain from all food, obviously, but like, why is it so much harder to say, I can't have this anymore. This is doing, this is bad for me. It's making me, and again, I said bad. That's there a whole other discussion about labeling food. This is something that's not supporting my healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Let's rephrase it that way. This is something that is not helping me reach my goals. I'm going to cut it out of my life. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that everyone has to do that. It's just something interesting to think about, the, you know, how different, you know, if you are someone who is labeling this as a addiction to carbs or, you know, a food addiction, how is it that we're treating these addictions differently? I mean, they're different things, they're different substances. So, you know, they should be treated differently, but it's just interesting how we think of it as so different. And the other thing with that is, and then I'll be quiet, is that sugar's in so many things. Like you can't get, you think you're having a savory dish with French fries and then you eat some ketchup and you've got, you know, your day's worth of sugar in the ketchup you've used. So it's hard.
Well, and I think going back to what Aaron posted, not our Aaron, but the Aaron who's in the group.
Our other Aaron.
You're our other Aaron. But she said, I've spent some time learning about habits and remembering, reading about the difference again between abstainers and moderators. And she said, for some people, it is easier to abstain, easier to eat foods in moderation, while other people find it much easier to give them up. I thought I was a moderator, but actually find it to be quite stressful deciding when and if to eat a cookie. Being an abstainer is much easier for me because I don't think about it or stress over it. No right or wrong answer, just goes back to knowing yourself and what works for you. Wow. And I don't know if I focused on the freedom of saying, I've decided that for me, this is a trigger. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about anybody else in their journey, and I am abstaining from it for this time, and how that can be freeing instead of viewing it as a negative. Yeah. And what you were bringing up before about with it being addictive, that's something they work on. You know, I work in the field of addiction and we really work with our veterans because I work in a veterans court, and we talk about the fact that if you can reframe your mindset to focus on what you're gaining versus what you're losing, and remembering that you're choosing it, it makes you feel more empowered than it being the focus on what you can't have, the joy of missing out, which is how we started the new year. Wasn't that like the time?
It was, yeah.
You know, and being proud of the fact that you made the choice that this is too much for me right now. This, and for you, what you said, fluid. Yeah. It's too much for me right now.
Exactly.
That may change later, but for right now, I am choosing to abstain.
Mm-hmm. And I think that makes me think about just things I've heard over the years about how a lot of times when we do, we are in that mindset of, I get joy from food. I'm happy when I make these food choices. I'm tying my happiness to food. How we can reframe that to, I get my joy from the choices I make and having control over the choices I make. And that's why I love what you said, because the empowerment, that's such a strong word. If you can gain empowerment in the choices that you make, whether it's to abstain from a food for a period of time, or, you know, some people may choose to do it forever, or to be a moderator and to say, I sometimes choose to eat cookies and I sometimes choose not to. And when I choose to, I have one. You know, the empowerment that you can feel from that versus the feeling of, I'm missing out from having it can be so powerful if we can just get ourselves to that point where we feel empowered.
And I think also food and even like a food addiction or food as a substance, sugar. We'll just talk about sugar. Unlike alcohol or cocaine, which has been criminalized and viewed by society and accepted as negative. I think that when it comes to food, there's so many different thoughts on what's right or wrong. That's why there's so many different diet plans. You don't go to jail for being overweight. You know, the doctor may not be very happy with you, but you know, other than the shame you may feel because your clothes don't fit, or again, you may die earlier and there are health repercussions from the weight. You're not going to be put in, like I said, put in jail. You're not going to have to go to court and figure out how to, you know, change your life because of it. And that can make it difficult. Because if there were those repercussions, maybe then, you know, it would even change how we viewed the abstinence versus the moderation, because they're required to abstain. With food, you can't really identify if it's the sugar that you're trying to make sure you abstain from, or is it the fat, or is it the salt? Because there's so many different elements to food. And everyone's triggered differently. I think there's a general feeling that sugar could be a culprit, but I know people who are equally triggered by, you know, salty foods, and they have, you know, the repercussions from that or the fat.
Yeah. I know we're going to be wrapping up soon, but I just, I love what you said about, you know, how there's not the same consequences for, you know, being a cocaine addict or an, you know, an alcoholic. You know, there are consequences, but just on a deeper level, I think about how there are the societal consequences to being overweight, because there's so, going back to shame, there is so much shame surrounding being overweight. But with that, it cycles, you know, like I think that's been my biggest challenge in my journey, has been feeling shameful of being overweight. And then that cycle of, well, I want to feel better about myself. What do I do to feel better about myself? I eat food. It makes me feel better, but it makes me gain weight. And I go back to, I'm overweight and I feel ashamed. And the cycle continues. And it's so hard to explain to other people. It really is those the people who wonder why, you know, I've been doing WW for this long. It's been over 10 years. For I think both of us.
Yeah.
But I know that it works. And I know that I've been successful. And I know the biggest piece is my thoughts.
Which is why we will continue talking. And that's why we're here, because I think we all can relate to each other. And I think when you're in the midst of it, it's good to have other people who get that. Yeah. But before we wrap up, Ricky, I know that we got some feedback on Instagram. You had done a poll. Do you want to talk about it and what we're going to do this week?
Yeah. So we did a poll last week, and I know we shared a little bit of it last week. You know, you guys love getting recipe ideas. But another thing that you guys shared was that you really love snack ideas and meal ideas, new things that we're finding. You want to see more of that. So if you're not already following us on Instagram, we are Real WW Talk on Instagram. We post video clips. We post our snacks. We post sometimes what we eat in a day. We post mindset things. And it's just a great community. We want to hear more from you. So definitely continue to tell us what you want us to talk about, what you want to hear. We'll continue doing polls. But, you know, we this week are going to focus on giving you some ideas of some things that we tried. I've got a nut butter that I've seen around. It's not the controversial nut butter that we've seen. It's a different one that I have seen that I found a little mini pack of in the store. So stay tuned for our Instagram and our Facebook. We will be posting those things for you to see.
Great. And you all saw I posted last week about my grilled onions that I am obsessed with.
It's popular. So a lot of people tried it.
Yeah, it's excellent. If you have not seen it, please check it out, because it has no butter, no oil, 0 points, easiest thing to make. And onions make everything better. I feel like if you don't like onions, no judgment, but maybe there's something wrong with you. But I will definitely find some too. I'm going to the store. So we'll make sure. Please stay tuned at the links that Ricky discussed. And we're going to get ready to head to our WW meeting. Hope you can catch yours. And make sure to tune in next week. And we will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.